Ibrahim. This is part 2 of our reading from Mumbai to Makkah, the Rihla Safarnama by Ilya Troyanov. His travel memoir is translated from German, and his reportage of Judeo-Christian calendar Islam describes his pilgrimage to Makkah in the German language. The part we're reading from today is when he first approaches his Umrah and he enters the masjid. But his first salah out of the masjid, just his astonishment at how different it is from where he found Islam in Mumbai. He writes, "On the Hajj, you learn to pray anywhere and everywhere, and as prayer penetrates the nooks and crannies of the everyday, the start of banality, one's own perspective on prayer changes as it steps beyond the mosque to become omnipresent. Having embarked on my prayer too late, I would need slightly longer than the others to complete it. I was just uttering the concluding tashahhud when the quiet, unified mass around me broke into seething tumult. There was no regard shown to my prayer as I was used to in Mumbai. People didn't mind stepping on my prayer mat, usually regarded as an intimate space, and disturbing me. Knee barged at me, feet trod on my mat, cloth brushed against my head and my face, and when I did stand up, I was to find myself in the middle of an African street market, replete with determined walkers with voices like lassos. Rolls of cloth, strings of thread, and caps, sandals were laid out on squares of material, and throngs of pilgrims from all over the world pressed in." He now talks about making the tawaf, and he said that we had just laboriously completed two circles when the call to night prayer came. A miracle took place, the wild throng of a hectic circling stopped, and suddenly everyone found their place and position in respect to the brothers and sisters around them. A stillness crystallized, and out of it rose a well-tuned voice that opened the prayers. If the whole world could be gazed upon at the time of prayer, the sight would be reminiscent of these concentric circles of trained people facing the Kaaba. At prayer, the Ummah itself becomes an Islamic ornament, and they were standing and kneeling a mere dozen steps from the center of this living pattern. He then goes on to describe shaving his hair off, and he says, "Our Umrah, the Mumin Hajj, was concluded an hour later with a keenly shaven head. The barber praised me for choosing the blade over the electric razor. Many a lengthy exchange of well wishes and embraces, and a midnight snack in Hanumbai's room. He presented me with a new pair of sandals that he felt responsible for the disappearance of the footwear I had left at Abdul Aziz Gate. With the Umrah, we had fulfilled the ritual which visitors to Makkah perform, whatever the reason. We could remove our ihram, and we were now ready for the main part of the Hajj. That was a strict appointment with God and the community of the believers." This is an excerpt from Ilya Troyanov's book, From Mumbai to Makkah, which he wrote in 2003. Join us tomorrow, inshallah, as we read an excerpt in part 3.